is up, Laker fans? Good evening, everybody out there. What a win tonight. A great win against the Memphis Grizzlies. Kind of slipped away from the Lakers there a little bit in the second half when they choked a 25-point lead. And I believe the lead got cut down all the way down to 5. But again, what a win against the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. 8th seed in the West. A potential first round preview in the playoffs. Let's get to it. Looking at the Memphis Grizzlies, they come in with a record of 28-28. They come in with a record of 28-27, so one game above 500. This is a team that is exceeding everybody's expectations. Again, when you thought of the Memphis Grizzlies coming into the season, you look at a player like Andre Iguodala, a player who didn't even expect or didn't even really want to play on this team because, obviously, he didn't see them as a playoff contender. He saw them as a rebuilding team, a team that was probably going to be having another lottery season. So that was pretty much everybody's. He shared everybody's expectations and how everybody views the Memphis Grizzlies prior to the start of the season. We look at a player like Ja Morant. We saw how spectacular he was in college and how he kind of took the tournament last season, last March Madness, by storm. And he just came onto the scene out of nowhere. I'm not a big follower of college basketball, but that was when I first heard of Ja Morant, was during March Madness. And his stardom has translated well into this league. I mean, look at the type of player he is, and just watching him for I believe it's the third time that we've seen Ja Morant play, you really see he lives up to the hype. And you can see why he's leading the Rookie of the Year case right now. And you look at Ja Morant, he plays aggressive, he plays downhill, he's not afraid of anybody, he talks his shit through his play, basically. That's how he talks his stuff. He shows it through his play. He's not soft. He's not like, he has that it factor in him. You can see that. And I believe that he's going to be a really, really great player as the future. I mean, you look at the future of this league, it's in great hands. You got players in their rookie years, just rookie seasons. You have players like Zion Williamson, who's taken the NBA by storm already. I believe tonight he scored 20-plus points in the 7th straight game. You look at Ja Morant, the type of highlight dunks he has had this season, and you look at the type of highlight plays that he's had. He's been on SportsCenter Top 10 multiple times. You see him on social media. You see he is already carrying a big fan base, and that is when you really recognize stars in this league, is when you see players have their own fan bases, i.e. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook. You see that they have their fanboys. And you see that on social media that Ja Morant is having a following of himself. And I do believe he will one day become a superstar in this league. And, hey, you know, maybe hopefully he becomes a future Laker. Who knows? Just want to talk about this game a little bit. Again, the Lakers win tonight 117-105 against the Memphis Grizzlies. Wasn't an easy game. It did seem like that in the first half. But again, the Lakers took their foot off the gas pedal and allowed them to crawl back and made themselves play a game in the fourth quarter. To the start of it, it was barely 1 minute into the game, and we're already talking about an Anthony Davis injury. So unfortunately, for the most part of the first half of the game, he was taken out. He wasn't able to be his usual self in the first half. I believe he only played around like 4 or 5 minutes. He only scored like 4 points. But it looked like, initially, I was pretty scared because it kind of looked like a non-contact injury. And we already know those are pretty scary. And after that perceived non-contact injury, he was holding his right calf. But as you saw the replay in slow motion, you were able to see that he actually got kneed in that shin calf area. And that's what caused him to go out the game for the majority of the first half. Scary sight. You never want to see, especially the first minute into the post All-Star break season, the last stretch going into the playoffs. That's something that you do not want to see from one of your top two players on your roster. Again, scary sight, but thankfully he came back and he dominated as per usual. You look at the beginning of this game, something that McGee and Dwight Howard have to shore up for sure when it comes to if they want to be successful later in the season, if they want to get minutes, consistent minutes later into the season. You see, in the beginning of this game, they got into early foul trouble. Just in the first quarter, JaVale McGee had 3 fouls and Dwight Howard had 2 fouls in the first quarter. I mean, it was kind of difficult because our bigs were already, our centers are in foul trouble, and already Anthony Davis is injured and he's out of the game. So there was a period of time where Frank Vogel was looking to Dudley to kind of go that small ball route, but we already know the Lakers' bread and butter is their size and athleticism, and the embodiment of their size and athleticism lies within LeBron, AD, JaVale McGee, and Dwight Howard. That is where our bread and butter is. We are at our best when our bigs are patrolling the paint. Nobody can get inside. It's game over. Game over at that point. It's what's going to win you playoff games. From the start of the beginning of this game, it's like LeBron, he looked completely rested, rejuvenated, even though he played in the All-Star game, even though they went hard and competed in that All-Star game. He looked pretty refreshed and pretty rejuvenated, and I see him as our superstar that is ready to carry us during this last stretch of the season. Again, the Lakers right now, with this win, coming now with a 42-12 record, holding a 5-game lead on that first seed in the Western Conference, best record in the Western Conference by 5 games. LeBron James has his eye on that number one seed, I feel, even though he may say he doesn't, because him and Anthony Davis are going to need some low management right before the beginning of the playoffs. So, yeah, LeBron looked rejuvenated. I'll talk about his stat line later into the show. Avery Bradley, dude. Avery Bradley continues to shoot lights out. And it's... I mean, from where he started in the beginning of the season, where he was shooting around 23% from three-point land, and these past handful of games, he's shooting about 60% from three-point land, from three-point country. So that's got to be encouraging. You can see he's playing with more confidence. He's not getting injured right now. He's getting in a rhythm. That's something that you would like to see from our starting, quote-unquote, point guard, even though LeBron James is our point guard, but... Avery Bradley starts at the one, and that's only going to help the production of LeBron and AD. When our outside shooters are consistent, defenders have to stay honest. They have to stay on the outside, make sure they don't get any wide open looks. And it's just going to be, again, bread and butter, smooth. LeBron James running the pick and roll with Anthony Davis. Kick it out to your shooters, Danny Green and Avery Bradley. That is what's going to win you playoff games. That is what's going to get to the Lakers to win the 17th championship in their franchise history. That's all they got to do. And as long as these players, these role players can stay consistent, as long as our veterans know their role and stay consistent, I believe 100%, and I'm pretty confident, that we'll end up winning a championship this season. So Avery Bradley, again, kudos to him. I want to shout him out, give him all the credit in the world for playing amazing defense on Ja Morant, who struggled this game. Ja Morant, I was talking about how great he was in the beginning of the show, but against this stout defense that came alive, that looked like the defense that was playing earlier in the season that got them that 24-3 record, Ja Morant shot 5 of 14 from the field. Got to the free throw line 10 times, made 7 of them, forced him to turn the ball over 5 times, and only scored 17 points. So Ja Morant's going to be Ja Morant. He's going to be aggressive, but not against these Laker veterans, not against the stout defense that the Lakers have right now. It's just not going to bode well for a young rookie like Ja Morant. Again, he's a great player already, and he will continue to get better. He will continue to be greater in this league, but tonight... he's just not going to do it against this veteran-filled team. Jaren Jackson Jr. is not going to get it done. Only scoring 7 points. Just put in prison by Anthony Davis. Just absolutely put in prison. Same thing with Jonas Valanciunas. Put in prison by Anthony Davis, only scoring 8 points. He did grab 11 boards. But, again, what a performance by the Lakers tonight. Amazing defense. I want to talk about that defense that was pretty much revived from it's going back to that point where it was in the beginning of the season, because of course the Lakers do recognize this is not right before the All-Star break. This is not the time to kick it in, can it in, call it a vacation already, but this is the last stretch where you're fighting for positioning. You're fighting to keep that number one seed and you want to get well rested right before the playoffs. And I do believe they realize that. So kudos to Frank Vogel and the coaching staff for shoring up that defense. Players look like they were giving a lot more effort out there. Now I want to move to Kyle Kuzma. Kuzma had an okay game, I would say. He scored 8 points. The good thing was he was a +9 in the box and box plus-minus score. And the reason I want to bring that up is because previously I've been bringing up that Kuzma has to be an impact player. Not just a player that gets buckets. I mean, he shot 13 times tonight. That's a little more than usual. But I actually like to see that. I want to see Kuzma's confidence get up a little bit. I want him to probably play a little bit more than 23 minutes so he can get in a little bit more of a rhythm. But tonight, you saw him grab 4 rebounds, get 3 assists. He was making a hockey pass. He was getting guys open looks at some points in the game. But he only scored 8 points, but it was a +9 in the box in the plus-minus department. So kudos to Kuzma. He did get five personal fouls, but he was playing hard out there. I know a lot of you guys get on him. Hey, Kuzma, stop worrying about your hair. Stop worrying about being on social media. But I give credit to Kuzma tonight. Even though his shot wasn't falling as consistently as we would like it to be, he still made some impact winning plays. On the opposite side of that spectrum, we have to talk about Rondo. In the beginning of that game, I had made a note that he was providing a little bit of a punch off the bench. But as he kept playing, it was just not consistent. Again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but every single game, he's not consistent with his defense. He holds the ball too long, and I'm not going to get too much into it because I've said it way too many times. And Frank Vogel needs to realize that he needs to cut his minutes out of the rotation. Because when you notice Rondo, he was a -7 in the plus-minus department against an 8-seed Memphis Grizzlies team. He was a -7. Every time Rondo plays, he's been a constant negative, other than the 2 games he's played amazing out of his mind. Playoff Rondo made an appearance 2 times this season. You know, so, I mean, I'm really hoping Vogel just trashes the politics of the game, tell Rondo to become one of his assistant coaches, and just give Caruso all of his minutes. Caruso, he was a +23 in the plus-minus department, second only to Danny Green, who was a +26. But Caruso scored 9 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. He had one of those highlight GOAT-ish putback dunks that we are used to seeing from Alex Caruso. And the social media went crazy. You see the Laker crowd went crazy. He went to the free throw line and he was getting MVP chants. It's just Caruso's world and we're just living in it, folks. Alex Caruso, again, +23 in the plus-minus department. Shot 3 of 5. Only played 23 minutes. Rondo played 16 minutes and still was a -7. Caruso, +23 in 23 minutes. So that's something that you absolutely love to see from Alex Caruso. And you want to see Frank Vogel giving him more minutes, giving him a bigger role in this rotation. I believe during the All-Star break, Frank Vogel made some comment about Caruso being his secret weapon. And it's no secret. He's already taken social media by storm. Fans love him. It's no secret that whenever he's on the floor, he makes winning plays. And again, it's his world. We're living in it. Yeah, so we need to see more Caruso for sure, especially when the playoffs roll around. Caruso is a young player, fairly young player still, so we don't know how he's going to bode well under that pressure. But if anybody has that it factor that you can see that's going to perform in the playoffs, I do believe that Caruso is that guy, is that player that's going to perform under high pressure. So yeah, Caruso making winning plays, but boy, Anthony Davis just continuing to make his case for DPOY, ADDPOY, Defensive Player of the Year. What a monster he was on defense tonight, basically playing on one leg, playing basically one half. He did play 31 minutes. He grabbed 13 rebounds while scoring 28 points, but also 7 blocks. No one could score on this guy. He's going to lock you up and put you in prison. I'm telling you, Anthony Davis is this season's Defensive Player of the Year so far. You got him and Giannis neck and neck up there. And look, you can even throw LeBron James up in there. He has the best defensive real plus minus rating at this point of the season. He is number one, believe it or not. But of course, LeBron isn't the defender that he used to be. We all know that. Back in his Miami Heat days, boy, he was an amazing defender. But it seems like this season he's using more of his IQ. He is putting way more effort than he was last season. And it's very apparent, you know, his defensive numbers are way, way, way up than they've been like the past 4 or 5 LeBron seasons that we've seen him playing last season with the Lakers and the previous 4 season with the Cavaliers. We haven't seen this type of defensive LeBron. We only see this type of defense from LeBron in the playoffs. And I do hope that we still see it in this year's playoffs. Hopefully he doesn't get burned out. That is why I harp on so much that the Lakers get the number one seed. Pretty soon they get it wrapped up and they'll be able to do some load managing. That's what we need. That's what we need. We need our superstars well rested. Again, AD, what a monster he was tonight, further making his case for Defensive Player of the Year. Only scored 4 points in the first half, but then he ended up scoring 25 points in the second half, grabbing 13 boards. The dude is a monster, straight up monster. This is why you give up the farm for a generational player like Anthony Davis. No other player you do this for other than a player like Anthony Davis, Giannis Antetokounmpo, LeBron James, Kevin Durant. Those are it. That's it. You don't do that for any other player other than a monumental player like Anthony Davis. Want to move on a bit to some other players. KCP had a bit of an off night, as it seemed. He ended up scoring 12 points. He only shot 4 of 12, 1 of 6 from the 3-point. Not his typical game. He looked more like KC Prison from back in the beginning of the season, but I'm not going to get on KCP. It's one off night that he's had in the past few months. He's been playing great this season. He's one of the surprises in this season. He's been playing phenomenal after he got bullied on social media, so I'm not going to get on him right now. But yeah, just looking at this game, John Morant, just looking at how aggressive he was not afraid to attack the Lakers' palm trees there in the middle, patrolling the paint. He was just going all out, and that's pretty refreshing to see, because you don't see many young players have that it factor in them when they play against especially veteran-filled teams. So John Morant, he's not afraid of anybody. He even went at it on social media with Andre Iguodala. So, you know, you could tell he's not afraid of anyone. If these two teams do match up in the first round, I do see it as being a pretty fun matchup. But again, Lakers are going to bring up that broom, and they're going to end up sweeping the Grizzlies if they face them. We've already beat them 3 times this season. I believe we play them one more time pretty soon, coming up here in the next couple of weeks. So that'll wrap up the season series. Around the NBA tonight, other than the Lakers winning tonight, Dallas beat the Magic. But I want to get into a little bit of Zion Williamson. The New Orleans Pelicans beating the Portland Trailblazers. You look at a team like that, I kind of I'd rather much rather see the Memphis Grizzlies over the Pelicans with the type of motivation that Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and Zion Williamson are gonna have against scoring 25 points Zion did. Brandon Ingram scoring 16 points, an all-star this season. Lonzo Ball is filling the stat sheet per usual. The Pelicans are not something to toy about. They're meant to be taken seriously this season. I just wanted to shout them out a little bit. They are fighting for that last playoff spot. The Trailblazers look like they're gonna fall out of the running for the 8th seed due to the injury that Dame Lillard suffered right before the All-Star break. So it's either probably gonna be New Orleans or Memphis that we're gonna see in the first round. Most likely Memphis, but again, the Pelicans are creeping up there in the playoff seeding. Well, there you have it. The Lakers win tonight with the score of 117 to 105. Lakers move to 42 and 12. Memphis falls to 28 and 28. Lakers are 17 and 0 when LeBron scores 30 or more, believe it or not, and they are 37 and 0 when they're leading to start the fourth quarter. There you have it. There's your Los Angeles Lakers so far for the season. Hopefully the rest of the season goes well. Let's pray and hope no stupid injuries happen. And yeah, hopefully nothing like that ever happens for the remainder of the season. Hopefully the addition of Markieff Morris brings a much needed boost to this defense, to the wing defense especially, and of course with this 3-point shooting. So we got some stuff looking to look forward to. We do have Boston coming up on Sunday, nationally televised game at home. Well, let's get it, Laker fans. Let's keep the season rolling. This has been your host, Jordan Young, on the 824 Purple and Gold podcast. And you guys have a good night. Peace.